David.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Thank you. So finally we got to it. I know. Sorry, this has been sitting there for a long time. Let me put you on speaker here for a second.
Sure.
Okay. I'm with you.
Can you hear me? David, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay. It's a little bit scratchy. Okay. So, all right, great. So you got the stuff that I send you. I try to send you, you know, kind of what I have to maybe, you know, make the thing, help it along, or make it simple, so give you some options to use. So you tell me the process. How do we do?
Actually, first of all, I just wanted to, like, have words you did regarding your business. If you can explain me a little bit what is the nature of your business is, so we can just go on from there.
Okay. Yeah, so the nature of my business is really, it's sort of a take on a business that I used to have before, which I sort of folded it about 10 years ago, and I went and started working for this large company. So now that I'm sort of retired from that large company, I want to, like, sort of restart that same thing in a smaller vein, right? So it used to be called AEC Strategy, Inc. Now I changed it. So it's AEC Strategy LLC. But anyway, I kept the same name. That's why. So that I founded the company in 2002 until 2012. I had it for 10 years. And we averaged about 7 or 8 consultants full-time and some part-timers. And essentially what we did is we did two things. One was helping owners that plan to do capital projects, construction projects, build something, to plan it and execute it, help them manage it, help them retain a designer, help them retain a contractor, help them with budgets, keep an oversight, you know, sort of, so what I call an advisory role, right?
Yeah.
So the advisory role is essentially helping anyone in this big process of building a facility, whether it's a building or a hospital or a highway or a water plant, it really doesn't matter so much. But what matters is that helping them with sort of setting up a good process and doing proper risk management. That's the key. So the risk management is always a sort of a focus here, right? Because to designing construction is a very risky business. People lose a lot of money. They on a regular basis are over budget. On a regular basis, they outrun the schedule. You know, they're over schedule and over budget. So managing those risks, it requires, you know, some process in place and oversight. So we manage, help owners and other players manage the risks in design and construction by providing good setup for systems.
Okay, perfect.
The other part of the business... Right. This was sort of maybe this was 25% of it, although I would have liked it, and I do like it to be more. But the other part of the business is on projects that have not gone well, that have problematic. They would hire us as experts to do analysis and investigation to see what happened. So it's called sort of forensic work. It's forensic analysis of delays or forensic analysis of cost overruns or forensic analysis of mistakes in design or mistakes in construction. So they would hire us as an independent expert. We would do an investigation. We would prepare a report and sometimes help them negotiate a settlement with the other party, whoever's fault it was. And sometimes it doesn't settle, and it goes to either arbitration or it goes to court, and we would submit that report to the court, and also sometimes I would testify as an expert, independent expert. So that's the first part of the business, is the advisory part. It's more upfront, trying to prevent things going wrong and managing risk. And the other part of the business is sort of the back end. is when things do go wrong, we get called in to help them set it straight and also help them find who did what when so that they can settle it and come up with a solution and also come up with a settlement because, you know, one party got harmed here and a lot of these things go to litigation. And so because of our expertise, we could help them do that. So that's called the dispute resolution part of the business.
Yeah, I do see the document.
So there's an advisory, which is more upfront. There's a dispute resolution, which is back-end and cleanup. That's essentially it, right?
Oh, perfect. I totally understand where you're coming from your business. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. But I always just can say that, but, you know, at this point, I have to be careful because I don't have a staff, right? I don't want to say all of these crazy things that, so I got to, that is the nuance of it. We'll worry about it later. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I totally understand what your basically business is, where you're coming from. So I do have like a couple of questions from you related to your business. So as you said, you're basically giving the advisory and giving them the management offers. So do you have any workers who can help you out with that too, or you are just the only owner or the only person who take care of all of this?
Well, right now I'm the only person, but I want that's the nuanced part of it. I don't want to sort of couch it as a purely a one-man show. Maybe we should. I don't know. I have to think about that. But I do have access to other firms' staff. So there are other people that I've worked with throughout my career that if there's a need for an analyst or a schedule analyst or a cost analyst or something, I can team up with them and use their staff.
So
the answer is kind of yes and no, you know.
Okay, I understand. You will, like, basically use them later on down the road once you feel like you need them for as a help.
I mean, if I get a client and says, I need to analyze this and, you know, we got 2 months to do it, what can we do? And then, sure, this is not a one-person job, you know, or it's not worth at my billing rates to do some of the, you know, the simpler stuff, right? For example, like review documents and, you know, search for stuff. Then I would hire through someone else, an independent contractor or through these companies, I would hire someone to help me with that more of the grunt work.
Perfect. So as you said, you are basically providing the ideas, providing the management rules. So just to getting them completed, let's say you have a contract to give the advisory, give the management to the hotel owner, right? And the advisory is for the construction, advisory is for renovate something. So do you provide them with your, like, workers or people to work with them?
No.
Like, construct the things or not?
No.
Oh, you're just the advisor. You're just giving them the tradition, the ideas, how to solve
the
things. How do you basically going to plan your business, plan your renovate the motor and all the things, right?
So a typical project, David, would have three major players. Mm-hmm. One is the owner that provides the finances, and it's his facility, right? At the end, he's going to own it. The other one is a designer, or it's an architect, or it's an engineer that designs it. And then the third party is a contractor that builds it. So there's most 90% of these projects have three parties, right?
Okay.
And the owner hires the designer, and the owner hires the architect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect, perfect.
So the architect does the work of design, preparing plans, and the contractor does the design of actually going out there and building it.
Okay, but they
need oversight. They do, you know, every month they need to be reviewed. Somebody needs to make sure they're doing it on time. They have monthly invoices. They have, you know, they got to get approvals for the material they want to use, all of that stuff. The owner is always and the owner's advisors are very involved. Yeah.
Oh, I got you. I totally understand you're basically the pillar of those, the portals or the architectures for the business owners. You are basically the pillars of them, we can say, if they are hiring you for their suggestion and all the things. Okay, so the content, the documents that you send me, so this needs to be updated, like posted on your website, right? like the way you send me a lot above
yeah.
the picture, and beside the picture we
yeah.
have.
I mean, yeah, the way I was envisioning it, David, is that, you know, if you set up a framework, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about too much the wordsmithings, because the words are very nuanced, and I think I have to go in there afterwards and clean up the sentences, maybe take one out or add something. I just gave you something to be able to put it on there.
Okay.
The idea, I think, is to have a very nice,
mm-hmm.
a crisp, simple, but very crisp and professional-looking landing page, you know.
Perfect.
And essentially, it's something that, as a business, you need to have one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not like an e-commerce place where people do their business on the website. They might go there once. They
mm-hmm.
either call you or they don't, and it's over generally, right? They may spend 5 minutes looking,
mm-hmm.
oh, who is this guy? Let me. So the things that they need to have access with is
mm-hmm.
one is on a front page statement, some kind of statement, which you can put something on there that I gave you or I can change it. Doesn't matter. It's to say, you know, we do this. We are here to help you be successful, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing that's important is somewhere they need to see my bio, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sent the resume, but I think that's too long. I can always change that later to a more brief bio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they need to see my CV, my bio. It's mm-hmm. a landing page. I think there's a good to have a page to say, these are the things we've done before. These are the examples of the advisory work we've done, and these are the examples of the dispute resolution work we've done.
We can use this like a resume. We can use this as about me or about us or about
yep.
our business or something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
perfect.
That's why I send you one file that has the examples for the advisory, one file that has the examples for dispute resolution, because
mm-hmm.
I like to kind of keep them separate, two separate service offerings, right? And then a bio is that they need to know who the hell I am, you know? And then, you know, there's potentially a page or something, it may be on the front page, or maybe a separate page that says these are the services we provide.
Yeah, let me just explain how we basically designed your website. So firstly, we're going to send you the initial design, which is just based on the static base along with the dummy pictures and the dummy content, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So once you approve the
first
page, then we will go ahead and design your remaining pages that is based on the nature of your business, like the project advisory, and the second one could be for dispute resolution or something. So that's basically designed it according to your instructions. And once you approve those, then we can go ahead and place those words along with the pictures to be on these pages. And then we are good
it
to get everything sold, moving on. So we are done with the business discussion. We are done. Like, I hope you understand about the designing part of our process as well, what we basically follow to get everything roll on. So I would like to know,
mm-hmm.
to move forward with this, you mentioned that the old website was www.aecstrategy.com. So I would like to know, this domain, you already have the access for this domain?
No, that domain has expired.
Oh,
and I didn't renew it. Nobody else has it. They expired. I went to renew it, and they had it priced like $3,000. And so I just put a dash in there. I put it AEC dash strategy, and I got it for $25 or something.
So did you already reserve that for your business?
Yes. AEC dash strategy.com.
Okay, perfect. So once we are done with the designing part, once we are done with uploading the product, so this is the thing which we are in need of at that moment. And as well as the one more thing, I require the hosting server from your side as well, because once we design the website, so your data, your pictures, your content will be stored on your own particular server instead of ours.
Right.
So like to know that you already have it, or would you like to have us?
Yes, I do.
So may I
know? I do.
Where do you basically hosting from?
Yeah, the service is a company called Bluehost.
Bluehost. And may I know the package which you basically get from them for the hosting services?
Say that again, sorry.
Like, may I know what package you basically reserved for your website from Bluehost?
I don't know what package. I have to look it up.
What
do you mean? The Bluehost, the pack?
Because there are like two types of hosting, which basically comes for the website. One is the shared one, and the second one is the dedicated one. So I would like to know, like, which package you basically reserve for your business.
Okay. I will find out for you. I think it's dedicated, but I will find out.
Okay, you can let me know. So because according to that, we can move forward and design the website for you and going to upload that and going to show you the website work. And I hope you, as you said, the dedicated one do you have. So I hope you are basically understanding the difference between the shared one and the dedicated one.
Now, what is the difference? Sorry.
Oh, basically the shared one is the one where multiple of websites will be host. Along with that, let's say if I'm the different business owner, you are the different business owner, the other one is the different business owner. So there are thousands of websites will be hosted on just one particular server. And if any of the website is having the malware attack, hacker attack, or any virus attack, so your website will be compromised too, just because of you are using the shared base server. So just because of this, we suggest our customers to go with their own particular server, which is the dedicated one. So which on that, they will be having their own website. Along with that, the dedicated server, we're going to provide them the security protocols, which protects their data, their information, their pictures, their domain name with the malwares, with the viruses and all the things. And as well as if you have the dedicated hosting server, so we'll be giving you the unlimited business email addresses as well. So let's say you have the domain name with the name of www.aecstrategy.com. So you will be creating, you have the ability to create your business email with info@aecstrategy.com or sales@aecstrategy.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David, I already have that. So right now, my email, business email, I think I send that to you on one of my emails. I said I put it. It's like my first name and last initial, SOADK.
Perfect.
@aec-strategy.com. All right. There's a dash in there.
If you can confirm me.
So I think if I have that, that means it's dedicated, right?
No, it's not something like that because the shared one is also allowed the users to create the business email address as well.
Okay.
Because the hosting.
I'll find out then. I'll find out. Yeah.
Is it possible? You can just check it out because we just need to move forward to design the website. And in the next 48 hours, you will be getting your first initial design. And then we are good with it to show you the thing.
Yeah. I'll check it out right after we hang up. I'll call and check it out and send you a quick email and tell you.
Okay, perfect. You can give me a call.
And then one other question I have from you.
Mm-hmm.
When you send that to me, I think we talked about this a long time ago. You said you sent me a few options, right, to look at, or no? You're just sending one. It's not just one, this is it, and that's it, right? What if I don't like that one? How does that work?
Yeah, like definitely you have like multiple choices. Let's say I come up with like in the next 48 hours, I come up with the two designs and you review it and you feel like you're looking for two more or one more just to compare it with those initial designs so we can come up with the more designs for you. There is like unlimited designs which you're basically getting.
Okay. And the other question is that the only feature I used to have it back in the old days was helpful was a place on the website like a vault, like a document vault, right, where people could click and either post their documents there for me or I could post a document there, they could log in and pick it up, like a prize. Is that a big deal or is that an easy thing to do?
If you can explain me a little bit more detail so I can guide you more well.
Yeah, it's almost like an FTP site, right? But you access it from the website. So when they go to my site, there is a place, there is a button, for example, says Document Vault, right? And if they click on a Document Vault, it requires them some kind of a password to get in. Once they get in, they can download or upload any document they want.
Okay. So, firstly, I would like to confirm that you are the one who basically posts some words or the documents to your own self.
Or it could, I would like it to work both ways. For example, you know how Dropbox works, right?
Yeah, I can understand. Like, let me explain you how this basically whole works. You will go ahead and add the backend functionality at the backend of your website, which will allow your user, your customer, to be on your website. Once it's on your website, so they just need to create a login ID and the password to just to log into that area. And once it's logged in with their login ID and the password, so they will be reviewing the document. Along with that, they have the option to download it, and on just one click away, they are just going ahead and download the document, which is posted by you. And as well as once someone signed up, you will be receiving the notification at the back end of your website. So with this, you will be notifying that this is the person is signed up. Along with that, download this file for you. So everything will be at the back end for you. So this is something which we need to do it at the back end of your website, which is, we can say, this is something which is the additional functionality which you are looking for.
It's a what? It's an additional service to do?
Yeah, the additional functionality, because it takes additional development hours to get all this edit on your website.
Yeah. I mean, is this something that can be done later? I don't need it now, but I'm thinking about future. Is this something that we have to do now, or maybe after I get some work, maybe later on we can do it?
For now, because we are just starting with this, so definitely if you can do this right now, because we are just in the initial stages, your website is not developed yet. So in the development stage, if you can do this thing, so everything will be according to your instructions, and whatever you're looking for, everything will be there. And once the website is created and it's live, and in the future you would like to do add this thing, and if the platform does not allow us to add this at the back end of your website, so this is something which you feel as a hassle. So this is why I recommend you from my side. If you're in need of this, so you should need to go for this right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the cost, David. I don't really need it now. It was a nice functionality to have for clients to be able to both download and upload documents, not just download. But that functionality was nice. I don't know if I will need it or not, but, because a lot of the clients, they just zip the document and send it, or they use, file transfer, software. So, but I just thought if it's not an expensive or easy thing to do, I would like to do it. I don't know. I mean, do you have any idea what sort of cost it would take to add that functionality?
I will definitely come to the cost as well for you. So so how we can basically going to add that on your website. First of all, let me just explain you each and everything so we are on the same page. And later on, we can just talk about the cost. And definitely, I will assure you that we'll make the cost under your budget and under your affordability for sure. And so let me just tell you, let's say you just post the first poster, the document on your website. So you just post the poster on your website as, let's say, with the name of David Morgan. And this is your first post.
Okay.
And the second post you posted with the name of Salt. And the third post you posted as the name of Joe Wilson. So every article has their download button. Whenever someone visits your website, so they have the login ID and the password, which they need to create it if he and she is using the website for the very first time. And if not, so they have the login ID and password, which they can use to come over your website and then again and again, which they created to their own. So whenever someone sign up with the username and the password, they can just go to the page where you have your documents, and they have the download button there, which is basically just take the person to download the files onto their desktop or their phone. With this, you will be having the functionality to add your post to your own on your website. Along with that, whoever the person needs to download it just to take it everything as a documented in their documentation, so they can just do it in this way as well. So everything will be automated at the back end of your website, and every person, whoever signed up, you will be receiving the notification on your email with their person name. Let's say if I'm the person signed to your website, so you will be receiving the notification on your email that David Morgan signed up on your website.
Yeah, I understand. But when you say signed up, this is in one area of the website, right? It's like a document vault, right?
Yeah, if you're just looking for in this
it's
area.
It's not to get into the whole web. Yeah.
Like it depends on if you're in need of for the whole website, so every page on this
page.
And if you're in need of this only
one
page, so the every page, so this is the only page we're going to
show. No, it's not a page or a post. It's a place where I can download like a big report, right? Let's say I have a 25 meg report, right? I don't want to email it to my client. I'm going to tell my client, when you go to my website,
you can
there's a button or there's a page called Document Vault. Go in there and either sign up or here's the password I'm giving you. Put this password in. That I'd rather actually do it that way as opposed to having him sign up. Here's the password. Put it in. And you can get in and download the document for yourself.
Yeah.
That was what I was talking
first
about.
First of all, I really appreciate the idea which you come from. This is very interesting. And this will going to ease your life as well, just to emailing them separately for each and everything again and again. Just instruct them to have a website and just download it easily. That's a good idea. And
the
way I explain it, this is something which is your website will be created and functional as a back-end, as a front-end as well.
Okay, so if you just give me a sense of, you know, how much is involved, I can decide whether it makes sense or not. Otherwise, any other questions, any other thoughts?
Like for the website, I don't for now, but if I need any help, I will definitely let you know. And as well as just to moving forward with the cost, I would like to know the hosting server from your side as well, because as you said, you will be uploading the files on, I can say, on daily or day or two, on daily basis on your website. Mm-hmm. So definitely I should need to make sure that you have the dedicated hosting server. So this is the only server which allows your website functional at this kind of backend, at this kind of functionality, because the documents that you are saying, this is basically taking the huge number of files, huge number of storage. Mm-hmm. So the dedicated server is the one who is basically the compatible for your type of website.
Okay, so let me find out what I have. That may solve the equation.